name is Phil Christensen, and I'm a Microsoft volunteer here at the CPPCon conference. And I am here with Gore, who was one of the speakers at the conference. Gore, would you like to introduce yourself to our...
Hi, I'm Gore Nishanov. I'm a developer in Microsoft C++ team. And I was here to present Await 2.0 stackless resumable functions.
Now, resumable functions isn't something that I was familiar with before you introduced them to me. Could you please just describe them a little bit to our...
Oh, absolutely. They are the most efficient, most scalable, most open-ended coroutines of any programming language in existence. And coroutine is an extension of a function. Functions, you know, you always play around with. You can call it, and eventually it will compute something and return the value. So we have two operations, call and return. And coroutines add to more, suspend and resume. So essentially, you can suspend a function without actually producing the eventual result. And then at some point later, you can resume it. So that's helpful to implement pipelines. It is helpful to do asynchronous stuff. So it's just great programming tool.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing when they get standardized and using them.
Yes, I have big hopes that they will get into C++ 17. But you don't have to wait for C++ 17, because we may be able to push them just for people to try out in Visual Studio 14.
So aside from Await, what are other things that that you do?
Well, I joined Visual C++ team recently. Before, I've been working in OS division in Windows clustering team. And there was a lot of distributed programming, a lot of asynchrony, a lot of concurrency, asynchronous I/O, high performance, scalable. And that was essentially the reason why I moved to the C++ team, because even though we used modern C++ for many, many years, more than 10 years in our team, we discovered that asynchronous programming and concurrent programming is, we still do not have appropriate tools in the language. So hopefully,
So you saw some opportunities to add some more efficient ways of doing it and decided to
Not just efficient, more safe way of doing things.
Sure. How has CPPCon been going so far?
Oh, it is awesome. It was very interesting, and there are a lot of cool talks and new things to learn, so it was great.
So have you been going to a lot of the talks?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, everything was overscheduled in the sense that there were many interesting things happening at once. So you were usually torn between that interesting talk or that interesting talk. So
Yes,
you can get the talks you wanted but couldn't go to on YouTube.
Yeah, that's the one thing that made me feel better, is knowing that I'd be able to watch some of them online later. Because, yeah, I had the same problem. Did you go to all the evening sessions?
Most of them, yes. I think yesterday's grill the committee session was great. I learned that Bjarne Strostrup is working on some very interesting proposal about ternary comparison operator. That's how I understood it. So I'm really curious what it will end up
being. I missed that, so I don't know what.
Well, it's like a string compare has compare function, which will return -1, 0, and you know something greater than 0 to indicate all three possibilities. Strings are equal, one is less than another, another is greater than another. So it seems like we might get something like that for other types as well.
Okay.
And moreover, as a language operator as opposed to a function. Or maybe a function, I don't know.
Yes.
We'll see.
So do you have a favorite part of the conference so far?
I think every day there were at least several great things that I looked at. So no, everything was favored. Every day there was something really, really great.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually missed your talk because somebody else asked me to switch because they wanted to go to your talks.
So that's fine.
I went and helped
YouTube,
out with another talk.
So
yeah.
We can watch it later.
Thank you for your time, and I'm glad you've enjoyed CPPCon so far, and I guess I'll be seeing you around Microsoft.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.